campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, April 3rd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, President Donald Trump says his administration will soon release nationwide recommendations on wearing face masks. But the top health advisor on the team strongly cautioned that masks should not lull Americans into a false sense of security that would abandon social distancing guidelines. Two, investors paying close attention when the Labor Department releases its March jobs report today, the first since the pandemic hit the U.S. in earnest. The new data comes one day after the government reported first-time unemployment claims were up to 6.6 million, up from last week's record-setting 3.3 million. And number one, more than 1.5 million Michigan students will not return to K-12 school buildings the rest of the academic year and instead try to learn remotely, so says Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Districts will create distance learning programs, flexibility on how districts do so, whether it's online or with printed material sent to homes or even some other option. That's where we start this Friday, April 3rd edition of the Steve Gruber Show. We'll hear from Governor Gretchen Whitmer in just a little bit, some audio from her update yesterday on both the coronavirus crisis here in the state of Michigan and more specifically on what's happening with K-12 school here in the state in the immediate future. And unfortunately, perhaps the not so immediate future. We'll have that audio coming up. We've got Stephen Mnuchin from yesterday's national coronavirus update, President Trump as well, and a whole lot more. How you doing, everybody? Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. It's been, about 5 or 6 weeks since I sat in for Steve here on the show, and it might as well have been a decade, considering how much things have changed. I think it was right around Valentine's Day last time I was sitting in for Steve, and that was well before any of this was impacting the United States. We may have heard a bit about it happening in China. Of course, we were lied to by China about what was happening over there and the extent of the problems and how things were transmitted and all of that. But we now live the way we live for the immediate future. I was at, hold on, I'll come back to that because I want to welcome you to the program and say thank you for joining us. Coming up on today's show, Hour 1, Kevin Pham, medical doctor, also contributor to the Daily Signal, and a former graduate fellow in health policy at the Heritage Foundation, talking coronavirus with him, of course. Hour 2, Gretchen Smith, the Air Force veteran, founders of Code of Vets, Congressman Tim Walberg also with us in Hour number 2. And then Hour 3 of the Steve Gruber Show brings you Steve Doolin, Tim Carney from the Washington Examiner, also a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and Tara Tarango, Chief Education Officer for the Van Andel Institute for Education. So all of that coming up on the show today, as well as the audio I mentioned previously. I sit here in the freshly disinfected studios here at Hillsdale College, Clorox wipes being used. There is virtually no one here on campus. There are a few essential employees who are still coming in on a daily basis. But students, of course, are not here. Professors have the option to teach from home remotely. They're teaching remotely, not on campus, to also teach students remotely who are not on campus. And so most days, the building I'm in, heck, you could throw a bowling ball for about 8 consecutive hours and not hit anyone, which provides me some peace and quiet. Get some work done around here. Not the worst thing in the world, I suppose. But here in the studios this morning with you, and ever thankful to be asked to guest host and fill in here for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. As I mentioned earlier, kind of have to say this, I guess, considering times. This is a scheduled day off, so nothing to worry about. This has been on my schedule for about a month and a half or so, getting prepped. And I have about a month and a half's worth of show prep for you today. There is no chance whatsoever that we talk about everything that I wish to talk with you about today, but that's the way this show normally goes. I come in overprepared. I share with you the most important things, stuff that relates to the guests that are coming on the show, and then I just save the rest for next time. You know, that's just the way it goes. We certainly have enough news happening both here in the state of Michigan and happening nationwide when it comes to coronavirus. More on that in a bit. For those who have not heard me before, maybe you're new to the Steve Gruber Show, well, first of all, welcome in. Second of all, I've been guest hosting for Steve here on the show for, I guess, about 4 years now. When Steve's not around, as long as I'm available, I'm here and very glad to be here. I am the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, way down south in the state. Just I usually say, you know, if you find the Indiana-Ohio border and head north about 10, 12 miles, that's about where Hillsdale is, somewhere right in that area. And been in the state for about 4 years now, a little more than 4 years. Came from Illinois, where I lived my whole life, literally. Didn't leave for any reason, except for vacations. But I went to high school, you know, grew up there, went to high school there, went to college there, worked my whole professional life in Illinois before moving to Michigan about 4 years ago. Worked in radio in Illinois. I also teach journalism here on the campus of Hillsdale College. You can find my work in a couple of different places with podcasts. I do one called Political Beats for National Review. We're talking about the who right now on Political Beats with Ben Domenech from The Federalist. These are going to be great episodes. Part one is already out. Part two is coming out on Monday. Check those out wherever you find fine podcasts and also nationalreview.com. I host a couple of things here for the college as well. The college's weekend radio show, heard on many of these fine stations, called The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Ask for it by name. You can also find it on podcast sites as well, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, etc. We try to bring you as close to campus as possible without you being here. Some of the debates, discussions that happen on campus, some of our professors and staff and graduates and all sorts of outside voices as well. Check out the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And then also we have the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, which talks about classical education, thus the name. But also now talking a lot about how parents can help their students while they're at home. Also how teachers can perhaps teach remotely more effectively. Whole lot of that happening on the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast as well. And that's also wherever fine podcasts are had. You really can't turn around and spit without hitting something I'm doing. That's what it comes down to. Write at National Review, a new piece at The Federalist this week, do some stories for various locations. You'll just find me everywhere. Coming up after the break, I want to get to some of the audio from Gretchen Whitmer yesterday announcing the closing of K-12 schools for the rest of the school year. That impacts a whole lot of people across the state of Michigan, 1.5 million students, of course. But then think about the parents who also are dealing with the students who are now at home and perhaps trying to provide some education while also trying to work from home. It's a big time juggling act. She was asked about that yesterday. We'll have that answer for you coming up in a couple of minutes as well. I went shopping yesterday. Try to go like once a week now and off hours. Went late yesterday just before closing to the local Kroger. And I was wearing gloves and most people in the store were, and face masks about 50% or so. I just go to the store and we're out of milk. That's essentially what happens. Out of milk, have to head to the store, grab a few other things. But we're pretty well stocked at home at the moment. No panic. The shelves were pretty well stocked. There were a few things that were out, or maybe you have fewer choices than you did before. But that's what Bernie Sanders wants. Remember his quote from a little bit ago about why do you need, 18 types of deodorant? Why not have just one type of deodorant? Capitalism stinks because we have 18 types of deodorant. He'd be pretty happy about the way things are going now, because not only are some shelves empty here and there, but you also have more limited choices in the types of products. It's a Bernie Sanders paradise out there these days. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The events of the last few weeks in the news and financial markets have us all wondering what the future holds. How long before we come out of this and life returns to normal? As we adjust to new terms like social distancing and working from home, Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services are taking steps to accommodate your financial questions and concerns. If you have a question about what your options are in these falling markets, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts. This has become a health emergency, and we need to take steps to keep ourselves safe, but this does not have to be a financial emergency that damages your outlook for retirement. We are here to help. To set up a video or phone consultation, call us at 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
together,
we're going to bring this economy back.